Hey friends, thank you so very much for tuning in to the SGT Report podcast. Before we start, just a quick word about our sponsor. Are you making full use of your savings? Think of the times you've yearned for better returns. After real inflation, which is now close to 8%, taxes, etc., are you even making a profit with food, clothing, and rent all more than doubling over the last 10 years? You need to do something different. Gambling on stocks might lose you a lot. And of course, wouldn't it be great to retire stress-free? A precious metals IRA with Noble Gold just might be the answer. And this month, Noble Gold is gifting a genuine rare Carson City minted Morgan Silver dollar with every qualifying IRA or 401k. These coins were around when an ounce of silver was worth an actual dollar. An 1893 example in mint condition is now worth around $3,250. This is the power of long-term precious metals investing. So get in touch with the experts at Noble Gold and talk through your options today. That's noblegoldinvestments.com.
Listen, she got pierce rings.
Pierce rings?
All over her privates. And she also got pierce rings on her privates, on her lips.
Yeah?
Yes.
Okay. And what abuse does she commit upon you?
She sticks a willy on my bottom, she touches my private, she kicks my private.
Hey friends, Sean from SGT Report here. That was Gabriel, the son of Ella Draper, the mother of the Hampstead 2, Elisa, and Gabriel. On March 3rd, I reposted this excellent Greg Reese report titled Hollywood Star Exposes Adrenochrome in Child Sex Trafficking. Well, that star is Hollywood actor Jim Caviezel. And unlike most in Hollywood and around the world, Jim Caviezel has stuck his neck out to speak the truth about child sex trafficking and pedophilia. I want you to listen to this brief clip from that Greg Reese report, which inspired me to repost my interview with Ella Draper, which is, in my view, one of the most important interviews I've ever done. And I certainly took a great deal of time to edit the piece in a documentary style, because I don't want anyone to ever forget about Gabriel and Elisa. Here's Greg Reese.
Actor Jim Caviezel is being ridiculed and defamed in the mainstream news for speaking out against child trafficking. While promoting his new film, Sound of Freedom, based on the true story of former U.S. government agent Tim Ballard, who quit his job to devote his life to rescuing children from global sex traffickers, Jim Caviezel described what adrenochrome is.
Essentially, you have adrenaline in your body. I'll just simplify it. And when you are scared, you produce adrenaline. If you're an athlete, you get in the fourth quarter, you have adrenaline that comes out of you. If a child knows he's going to die, his body will secrete this adrenaline, and they have a lot of terms that they use.
The Mockingbird media responded by firing a chorus of headlines into the brainwashed minds of the public, all to the tune of, adrenochrome and the consumption of children is a dangerous right-wing lie. But it isn't. Millions of people waking up from the generational sleepy lie of pop culture are seeing the ugly truth, seeing the millions of babies aborted each year, sold for fetal body parts, seeing old women rub aborted fetal tissue into their skin to appear younger, and seeing official science comparing young blood to the fountain of youth. It doesn't matter how many times the lying fake news media decries QAnon, conspiracy theorists, or right-wingers. Millions are now seeing what they have been busy hiding: the trafficking of children, slavery. Caviezel warned that the film may never be seen because there are very famous people in Hollywood involved in child trafficking.
And once they see the ships that they transport the children in and all of this stuff, there's no other film like this. Our industry can't make this film right now because of a lot of people that are involved in it all over the world that are in this. And many of these people are very famous.
Jim Caviezel is absolutely correct. Very famous and or very powerful people. people, powerful and connected enough to get away with their crimes against children decade after decade, and in most cases, for their entire godforsaken lives. Men like Cyril Smith, the 400-pound liberal MP, Jimmy Savile, who abused kids and engaged in necrophilia for more than 30 years. He was also the godfather to Prince Charles' own sons. Sir Edward Heath, who was accused in the murders of at least 16 children. Leon Britton, Home Secretary under Margaret Thatcher. Peter Hayman, Deputy Director of the MI6. And the 2017 accusations of child sex abuse against 10 current and former British MPs. The plague of pedogate, or child sex abuse around the world, cannot be overstated. Now, in the case of Ella Draper, she was dragged through the mud just as Jim Caviezel has been. In fact, more so, she was drummed out of the country, and her two children who made these startling allegations, allegations that in my view, small children couldn't possibly make up, were given back to their alleged abuser, Father Ricky Dearman, who years later resurfaced in this eBay commercial being celebrated as a small business owner success story, accompanied by what appears to be the several years older now, Elisa and Gabriel. And by the way, in that eBay commercial, Ricky Dearman went by a different name. The crimes against humanity currently being committed by the powers that ought not be, by the satanic cabal, crimes against humanity, including experimental mRNA gene therapy technology masquerading as a vaccine, the 5G rollout, and UN Agenda 2030 policies are just the icing on top of the cake, because the human beings who were first abused and abused the longest have been the children, and precious few have stuck up for those poor souls. Thanks for tuning in, friends. Before we start my documentary-style interview, Hampstead Uncovered, with Ella Draper, just a quick word about our sponsor. The Russia-Ukraine crisis. Canada's prime minister claims emergency power. Just because the world is in chaos doesn't mean your finances should be. Invest in cryptocurrency with MyDigitalMoney.com. You can buy and sell crypto in your crypto IRA to enjoy tax advantages or trade in cash. No need for multiple platforms. All your crypto investing needs in one platform. MyDigitalMoney.com also has U.S.-based phone support. You can call MyDigitalMoney.com for help or any questions, and you'll get a real live human being to talk to right here in the United States. Go to MyDigitalMoney.com. That's MyDigitalMoney.com.
The whole system is set up to cover these atrocities from the beginning.
The shocking internet video revelations of child sodomy and murder committed by seemingly respectable members of the community within schools, churches, and private homes in the affluent Hampstead area of London created an internet storm after going viral on YouTube in February 2015. Millions of people on both sides of the Atlantic viewed the graphically compelling testimonies of the brother and sister, Gabriel and Elisa. These two innocent child victims were abducted by agents of the state on 9/11/2014 to prevent them from revealing more details of the secretive workings of state-sponsored mind control programs. Elisa and Gabriel have been held incommunicado from their mother and Russian family since January 2015.
What is Kafkas?
Kafkas is the they're for children.
They work with the social services.
And what did they do to you?
They do sex. They touch me and Gabriel. They have plastic quillies.
And they stick it in our bottom.
Who does? Who sticks it in your bottom?
Social services. Everybody
Ella,
does.
All of them.
Who?
Everybody.
Does your mother do it?
No.
Do I do it?
No.
The children's extensive family is becoming increasingly concerned for their welfare as all attempts to arrange contact with the children are met with delays, lies, and obfuscation.
Elisa and Gabriel's testimonies have revealed a secret network of organizations and an array of counterintelligence operatives connected to child trafficking, snuff movies, organ trafficking, ritual sexual abuse, torture, and money laundering, operating in schools, nurseries, churches, hospitals, universities, and military bases throughout the UK and the rest of the world. The case was never intended to reach the Crown Prosecution Service, much less the glaring light of public scrutiny. This story is horrifying. It is stomach-churning. But it is also crucial that we know how we got to this place in our culture of sexual nihilism. After years of struggling to come to terms with and find the reason for her children's aggressive and dysfunctional behavior, all became clear when during a family holiday in Morocco in 2014, the then 8 and 9 year old brother and sister bravely revealed to their mother and her partner, Abraham Christie, that their biological father, Ricky Damon, and numerous other cult members has been sodomizing them and other children and forcing them to partake in the ritual sacrifice of countless infants, torturing the victims and consuming their flesh and blood in bizarre satanic rituals.
When we were telling him all about this,
yeah,
on the holidays in Morocco,
yeah,
we were scared to tell, of course, so we lied a bit. We lied a lot, though. We lied a lot, but then we were so scared and terrified when he found out about it. Because it was the first time he's like, right, Elisa and Gabriel, somebody's touching you, and I know it's who it is. And then we just gave up and we just said, my dad.
What do you mean you gave
so
up?
We gave up the deal with our dad to not to tell anyone about this, or mom, anyone.
Okay.
But then we just gave up the deal. We just told him that's our dad, and then we carry on telling. But at that time, we were terrified to tell all about this baby stealing, baby killing, and all this.
This secret interactive alliance that developed between esoteric occult practices, Satanism, and various intelligence agencies, and the connection to the Hampstead cover-up has been exposed.
As a former police officer of 20 years, I had the opportunity of actually sitting with a mother in this case for 3 hours. I can absolutely tell you, with my experience of interrogation over a 20-year period, as a former detective sergeant, she was speaking 110% truth.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is my distinct pleasure to welcome to this program truth teller and victim of a weaponized mainstream media, the mother of the Hampstead cover-up children, Elisa and Gabriel, Ella Draper. Ella, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you very much, Sean, for inviting me here and giving me the opportunity to speak up for my children.
I have been following your story for many years now, ever since the videos of your children were released in our pre-call. And guys, we've had nothing but video and audio problems here, and so many gremlins in the Skype world that it's made it almost impossible to have this conversation. So Ella, you've already given me an hour and 15 minutes of your time today, and we're just now starting the interview. But the world was gripped by the release of the videos of your children on the internet.
And we do sacrifice and eat the baby.
What do you mean sacrifice and eat the baby?
So we kill the baby and eat it and drink the blood from it.
Is that true, Gabriel?
Yes. And we dance with the skulls.
You what?
We dance with the skulls in the church.
What skulls?
The skulls of the baby.
Pardon?
Baby skulls. The skulls of the baby.
You dance with the baby skulls?
Yes.
And who kills the babies?
Papa, me, Elisa.
Who kills the babies?
Papa.
And what, he gets you to help him?
Yes.
Shoot.
So he tells us to hold the hand on a knife, and then he holds his hand on our hand, so then he cuts the baby's head off. And then he tips it upside down, and then we drain the blood.
Providing powerful video testimony, detailed information about their abusers, including names, including places, including birthmarks and distinguishing other characteristics like tattoos on private parts.
We'd like you to tell us about the tattoos, please.
Yes.
Can you tell us in your own words, please?
All the 20 special children have the tattoos except for myself and my sister, because my mum isn't a member of the cult.
Okay. Anyone else have tattoos?
Yes, the 20 special children all have tattoos.
And also
all the teachers have tattoos. Mr. Fanoni has tattoos all on his
arms, and Mr. Gudge also got tattoos on his arms, and also they have it on the pussies, the privates.
And?
And also all the teachers have it, but not all parents.
So all the teachers have tattoos on their privates, you say?
Yeah.
And what type of tattoos do they have on their privates?
They have devil tattoos.
Pardon, what type of tattoos?
Devil and monster tattoos.
On their privates?
Yes.
They all have them?
Yes.
All of the teachers in Christchurch Primary School have devil tattoos on their private part?
Yeah. No, also monster ones. Yeah, devil is in the middle, but those are monster ones, and also they have piercings.
The world was gripped by the satanic ritual abuse testimony of your children, Alisa and Gabriel. And I just want the world to hear your story again in your own words, because no investigation by the police of the suspects named by your children was ever done.
I know there's been no investigation. There's been no proper police statement taken from this woman because of the way she's been harassed.
And to this day now, as we're having this conversation, you're not even sure where your children are. Guys, stay with us. We have some blockbuster information to share as we go through this story. Ella, where should we begin?
The story is such a big story, and it's got so many aspects to it. So I guess I would like to start from when children were really young. And I have to say, there were many instances that stuck in my consciousness, and which was puzzled, and these questions remained in my head unanswered for many years. I had a lot of problems with the children's behavior. They were progressively violent, aggressive towards each other, and I have elder son, and what I've been experiencing, you know, the tantrums, it was beyond any norm, I would say. And especially prior to 2014, when children revealed the horrendous abuse they've been experiencing in the school, for about a year, maybe year and a half, 2 years, the situation was becoming worse and worse. And I was trying to address this issue in many ways, not being aware of what children been going through in school. And of course, you never would think about the school, because their father officially did not see them for all this time. It was me and the school. I had no idea what was going on. And not just that, even the thought of this kind of abuse, of even the possibility, would never even entered my mind. I had been brought up in different culture, which we hardly even hear about the stories. We're not aware of the pedophiles, of the children molestation. So I was blaming it all on myself. Perhaps I wasn't a very good mother, or I was not maybe attentive to my children enough, or something was wrong, was really wrong with the children. And I was attempting to deal with this problem in many ways. I went to child psychologists, positive parental courses, you name it. But there were some signs as well, like, for example, I was suspecting that children were sexually touching each other, because 2 years prior to that, I caught them in the bathroom doing something. I didn't see what they'd been doing, but I started to suspect. A couple of days after this incident, I found little footage on my phone where Gabriel was filming Alisa without her panties. So, and then it was a couple of, sometimes later as well, I remember entering the room and there were just all of a sudden, like silence. There's something they were doing, something they were not supposed to do. Then, of course, they started to touch dogs' private parts. And when we met with Abraham, he started to ask me certain questions, like whether there are any secrets in the family, and whether I'm hitting them or beating my children. He asked children about whether they've been hurt. So he says to suspect certain things, but he was not really sharing what he was suspecting with me. So I was just guessing what he's on about, even though, of course, I knew there is a problem with the children. Everybody who comes to my house after a while would notice that something not quite right. And I haven't witnessed that scene, but once we went away for a few days out of London for to the countryside, and Gabriel pulled Alisa so hard, he almost smashed her. He was pulling her by her hair and almost smashed her on the ground. And Abraham and his friend witnessed that, and he told me. Now, for me, because I was experiencing these incidents frequently, it wasn't a surprise for them, but they were shocked. These two guys were shocked. There were other things as well, kind of like which were happening just before the disclosure, before our trip to Morocco. I'm not going to kind of go into too much details, but there were interesting incidents with children's friends, and it was Gabriel's birthday just before that. Their father started to see children every 2 weeks. There were three contacts. He was allocated those contacts by the court. He relinquished his rights, all the contacts in 2011. I had full custody for Alice and Gabriel. So the whole smear campaign been based on the speculation that it was a custody battle. Well, no, I already had full custody of my children. They were living with me the whole time. And but this 2 years prior to these events in 2014, the father did not see the children. Well, officially.
So you live with your mum?
Yes.
And do you ever get to see your dad, do you?
My dad, Ricky.
Ricky, do you ever get to see him?
Every two Saturday, but actually, in fact, he lies to my mum, and he says that he just sees us every two Saturdays.
And do you see him every 2 Saturdays?
That's the court orders.
Okay. So do you see him every 2 Saturdays?
Nope, we see him every single day.
Every single day, and how do you
at
do that?
School, he comes to our school.
Oh, does he? And what does he do at the school?
He does sex to us. He kills babies there.
Right.
We eat babies. We drink their blood.
Okay.
Because this is how we do it. So, like, on Wednesdays is the most special, busiest days, special
right.
day.
Okay.
But we now know that he's been attending school every day, and he was abusing children there, together with the teachers, the headmistress, the social services, and whoever were coming to school.
Wednesday is the most busiest day of sex, and today it's Wednesday, and if I was right now on Wednesday in school, they would have done lots and lots of sex to me. And and Wednesday is the most sex day, and it's the most busiest day when we do sex.
And so it was at this point that you realized, because of the testimony of Gabriel and Alisa, that your former partner, Ricky Dearman, had been seeing the children at Christ Church Primary School, and the accusations are is that he was allegedly abusing the children along with staff at the school and some parents. And that's where the testimony of your children is so detailed and so shocking, because they say things that little children, 8 and 9 year old kids, would not know.
We'll take it little bit by little bit. So you say your dad comes to your school every day.
Yes.
What does that mean?
That means he comes, like, whenever we have school on Saturdays, yeah. He comes and sees us there.
Whereabouts does he come and see you?
My school, Christchurch Primary School.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes, that's where the area we live next to Christchurch Primary School.
Yeah.
Because we live in 5 Paterson Road, and then after he comes to our school.
Okay. So who drops you off at school in the morning?
My mum.
So you get dropped off at school?
Yes.
When you get dropped off at school, what do you do then?
So then they check if the coast is clear, if my mum's not there or anything around the area.
Okay.
So they go, Mr. Morris, the caretaker,
yeah.
He goes around the school areas and checks if my mum is there or anything, like if the coast is clear.
Right.
And after they call my dad and say that everything's all right, my mum is not there. It's air clear.
How do you know that?
Because they got the number of my dad.
And how do you know that?
Because I heard them talking to my dad. That was exactly my own dad's voice. Exactly.
So where were you when you heard this caretaker speak
staff
to
room,
dad?
Staff room.
Why were you in the staff room?
Because that's where they do sex to me.
So your dad told you, him and the year 4 teacher at BFFs.
Yeah.
Okay. And when did he tell you that?
When he was doing the sex to me, the sex to me.
What does that mean, sex? What do you mean?
He touches me in the private. He touches me in the private. He sticks a plastic willy.
Yeah.
In my bottom, and it bleeds then.
Okay. So.
Yes.
So, your dad does sex to you, and what that means is he touches your private.
Yes.
And put a plastic willy.
In my bottom.
In your bottom.
Yes. Big fat one.
Okay, so how do you know it's a plastic willy?
I felt it before.
What do you mean you felt it before?
I felt the willy. He let me felt the willy.
Okay, so tell me what that looks like, this willy.
It looks like a real willy, but it's plastic.
Okay, and what else can you tell me about it?
There's an order of the willies. There's an order of them. High up and low down.
What does that mean?
So brown is the lowest, it's the third, but then second is the golden colour of
right.
the skin, and then it's white. White is the highest.
Okay, so how many plastic willies are there?
Millions. He buys them, and he also makes them. He makes them in his shed.
Can you describe how horrifying it was when you finally found out that this is what was going on?
Well, we're going to say it was surreal. It was a shock beyond any words. But even though it was so shocking, it's all of a sudden my dilemma with the children all of a sudden got lifted. I realize now that that's what it is. That's why children were behaving the way they were behaving. That's why they were coming out of school so much traumatized and so out of order. That's why this, why that. Everything kind of like all pieces of the puzzle just got into clear picture now. And of course, just hearing that their father was abusing them and he was doing that from their early age, from when they were babies. And I know it's all true. I remember Alisa once, we were on holidays in France, and I was preparing food or something, and she started to cry. I took her out to the park, and she was crying and crying and crying, and I know nothing wrong with her, you know, she's been fed. She was just okay. You know, she had her food a while ago. It's not a stomach problem. And she was in such a distress. And I just could not put my finger on it. And then all of a sudden, everything came as soon as, you know, when children started to talk, when Abraham caught them touching.
I didn't tell first.
Why not?
Abraham found out.
How did he find out?
Because me and my sister were touching each other. My dad tells us to touch each other in the private.
So you did you tell him or did he guess, Abraham?
Who?
Did you tell Abraham or did Abraham guess?
He caught us.
He was already suspecting that. And one morning he came to Alisa's room, I think, or was Gabriel's room. I don't remember. Who was sleeping in that room. And she was next to her bed. And she quickly pulled her hand from underneath the blanket. If she hasn't done it, he probably wouldn't notice. And then he said, well, you know, I know you guys been doing something, you've been sexually touching each other. Who done it to you? Who touched you?
So he's caught you and your sister doing things you shouldn't be.
Yeah. Then he asked me, who taught you to do this? Who done this? And then we told him it was our dad, and then...
Okay.
And then, but we were still really scared we were still.
And then they disclosed it was their father, and now he's calling me to the living room, and he's saying, well, there is something serious going on, you've got to hear that. And so he's asking children, you know, tell mama what happened. And I just couldn't believe it.
Well, and this was just the beginning of your nightmare.
Yeah.
And this was just the beginning of
the beginning because
of the nightmare. Because
this is the problem. Because yeah, that's right. Every day after that, it was new information, and new information was coming up.
Anything else you'd like to tell us about?
Yes, and she got pierce rings.
Pierce ring.
All over her privates, and she also got pierce ring. On her privates, on her lips.
Yeah?
Yes.
Okay. And what abuse does she commit upon you?
She sticks a willy on my bottom, she touches my privates, she kicks my privates, she rubs into all the white things come out, she rubs it really nice, she flicks it really hard, and she also, do that.
What she do?
And she, pushes it.
Who does that? The headmistress?
Yes, but really, really hard.
And what willy does she stick in? I'm headmistress, she's a lady, she hasn't got a willy, has she?
Yes, she does, a plastic one.
Oh, she has a plastic willy?
Yes.
And how does she attach it to herself?
With a band.
Okay.
Like a trousers band.
Okay. Oh, right, a belt.
And then you're like, do you know, the shoes, like this.
Oh, so, Velcro?
Yes, yeah, so like this.
Oh, Velcro band. Yeah, like okay, that. Well done. So, well done.
And we found out it wasn't just him. It's his family. It's generational. They're generational Satanists. Then when he had children, when he was given full Saturday every week for a whole year, and I was fighting to stop this context because children were coming in a horrible, distressed condition with fever, throwing up, like really sick. I was thinking maybe he was giving them something to eat, something dodgy to eat, but now we know what it is. And at the time, he was taking them to another pedophile ring consisted of sadists, really. They've been doing snuff movies there. They've been filming children being sodomized, sadistically tortured. Children were made to touch animals in sexual way, and they've been forced to watch each other being raped. And then the next disclosure was about school, and we can see how they've been programmed as well to say certain things if this information would ever come out. I remember once Alisa got so scared. She was in hysterics. She said, they never exist, they never exist, they never exist. It never happened, it never exists. It was like a recorded like a player, you know? And then it's gone to this story about the school and the teachers and dancing with the skulls and the shoes made out of human skin.
Is that true, Gabriel?
Yes, and we dance with the skulls.
You what?
We dance with the skulls in the church.
What skulls?
Skulls of the baby.
So your mum hasn't gone to the party?
No.
So what
But we were alone with our dad, so we could went to the party. We did.
Okay, so that party.
Yeah.
And what time did the party finish?
No, the party's for 6 hours.
From what time does it start then?
It starts from the morning. I'm not sure which kind of time in the morning. From the morning, it's like school time.
Right, okay.
Instead of lessons, instead of literacy, yeah. Numeracy,
yeah.
Science, we had a sex party and we ate babies. And my dad, he lied to my mum about being vegan.
Okay, so you've had, there's this party.
Yeah.
So where is the party held in the school?
In the school, in the church and school.
Just in the church and the school.
Yeah.
So whereabouts in the church and whereabouts in the school?
In the school, in the church there's a seats, and here's a little road and there's a little big,
okay.
It's three stairs. It's really big, and then we dance there.
Yeah. So you're dancing. What sort of? Why was you dancing? What music were you listening to?
We don't put music on, but we just dance.
We put all kinds of
music songs.
Okay. So you're dancing, and who else was dancing? Any of the children?
Everybody does.
Okay.
Everybody does the sex and.
Right. And what is the sex?
They touch me in the privates. They tell me to lick the privates.
Who says that?
My dad's, the teachers, everybody's.
Okay, so that's happened.
And we didn't want to do that, but my dad made us do it, and he forced us.
Okay.
But my mum doesn't do it.
No? Okay.
But my family doesn't do it. Only my father does it.
And it's all going in Hampstead, it's all industrialized, it's like a conveyor. It's so many people involved. They have parties, they're taking children out of school to the private dwellings. There are certain people coming in the school on certain days, at certain hours.
Well, what you're describing is systemic, institutionalized child abuse, and the testimony again of Alisa and Gabriel is so haunting. And I want the audience to know that the children underwent medical exams after all of this information was shared, and the medical examiner found evidence on the children's bottoms, anal evidence of scars and of abuse that completely backs up what the children said. And the children were talking in their testimony, Ella, as you know, about 20 other quote-unquote special children who have tattoos.
We'd like you to tell us about the tattoos, please.
Yes.
Can you tell us in your own words, please?
All the 20 special children have the tattoos except for myself and my sister, because my mom isn't a member of the cult.
And talking about the parents, some of the parents of these children involved in this satanic cult who have tattoos, specific tattoos, devil tattoos, and as Gabriel says, monster tattoos in addition to devil tattoos, on or around their private parts.
Anyone else have tattoos?
Yes, the 20 special children all have tattoos. And also all the teachers have tattoos. Mr. Fanoni have tattoos all on his arms, and Mr. Goodge also got tattoos on his arms, and also they have it on the pussies, the privates.
And
also all the teachers have it, but not all parents.
So all the teachers have tattoos,
yeah.
On their privates, you say?
Yeah.
And what type of tattoos do they have on their privates?
They have devil tattoos.
Pardon, what type of tattoos?
Devil and monster tattoos.
On their private?
Yes.
They all have them?
Yes.
All of the teachers in Christchurch Primary School, have devil tattoos on their private part.
Yeah. No, also monster ones. Yeah, devil is in the middle, but there's some monster ones, and also they have piercings.
Now, any investigator worth his salt would be able to take the testimony and then do the investigation about the people named by your children and find out if they had those tattoos or if they do not. Step one. And instead, what we found is an all-too-willing mainstream media that wanted to demonize you, like this article, which is so haunting that I want to share it with the audience. This article from the Daily Mail: police hunting runaway mother who tortured her two children into inventing fantasy claims about a satanic sex cult run by their father. And the whole court system was turned against you. The police, the whole apparatus was turned against you, Ella, and you were made the villain in this story. And that's what's so haunting about it. I'd like to ask you to comment on any of that, but I'd also like to ask you about your former partner, Ricky Dierman, a fledgling actor. Does Ricky Dierman come from money? Because how else is he making ends meet? And how else do you explain the fact that the BBC rolled out the red carpet for him to give him a PR moment? And instead of asking him tough questions, they let him cry. He was comforted by the anchor.
Hey, it's okay. It's okay.
Hey, friends. Thank you so very much for tuning in to the SGT Report podcast. Just a quick word about our sponsor. You know inflation is killing your retirement. The real rate of inflation, it's close to 8%, and it won't let you keep up or make a profit. You really need a different approach. Precious metals, which, by the way, has gold nearing $2,000 an ounce again, not Robin Hood or stocks that can crash and leave you losing your money, an IRA or 401k with Noble Gold just may be the answer. And this month, Noble Gold is gifting a genuine rare Carson City minted Morgan Silver dollar with every qualifying IRA or 401k. Find out more at NobleGoldInvestments.com. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com. How do you explain any of that unless he's well connected? Why don't you comment on anything I've said about how the whole apparatus was turned against you?
Right. Well, it seems like the whole system is a huge underground business, and Hampstead case is also, we know that it's connected to the money laundering as well. It was a big investigation. I forgot now. I can provide you with the links if I can find it. But there are two serious investigators. They found this something 38,000 shelf companies, which are to do with money laundering on Finchley Road, which is also in Hampstead. And some names are the same. Well, the names from this cult, some parents from this cult are connected to this money laundering operation. Now, so my point is, it's a huge business, and all these child protection organizations, all these hotlines, and whatever governmental organizations, they are set up to filter the victims, to catch victims, and to make sure that their voices are never to be heard. It's, the whole system is set up to cover this these atrocities from the beginning. That's why we've got units in police stations that are supposed to deal with child abuse. They're there to cover up, like we experienced in with Steve Martin and Fernandez, Dr. Fernandez, we call him, who's pivoted the courts of justice and lied in the Greece report, saying that, Dr. Holtz is incorrect. It's actually the scars been caused by the solid poo. And in regards to children's father, he's coming from the family of miners, so really like total poverty. I've been to the house. It's kind of, his sister used to live in council flat, and people, they don't have much money at all. And what is the kind of the background that I started to learn when all these details, when I've learned it, I started to back off from this relationship, because it was obviously something not quite right there. He was either spotted by someone, or he's got involved in modeling business, and I suspect pornography business as well. He was an actor, most likely in pornography. And he was doing well, this is, he admitted, he was doing some male striptease. So he was in one of famous group at this time, which was traveling around north of England. And he's, you can see here, he's incredibly hungry for money. And I would imagine he was prepared to do anything to, you know, to become, well, he wanted to become a famous actor, as we know. He was telling me when we were dating, and this short period of relationship, while it was going on, he was telling me he's doing some business online, selling some health products. And I also got involved, and looks like there was something being sold. But the amount of time he was working on that, he was living nearby, that it was a bit strange that, you know, there was not much progress in that business. And it's only afterwards I found, you know, I learned that, you know, he was involved in child pornography and snuff movies. But some things were alarming. Like, for example, he was mentioning some underground internet network, what is called, like, underground web, isn't it? And some sites where it's quite strict, you know, you have to, like, there's some file sharing. He was saying that they were sharing some courses, some expensive courses, but I suspect it's the groups and the websites to do with
pedophilia,
pedophile exchange information. Yeah, pedophilia. Right, that's right. When we were witnessing how the whole thing being covered up. And well, children been taken away from me on the pretext that I wasn't capable to protect them in school, right? But then from the documents, we found out that the headmistress, Kate Forsdyke, who was mentioned as one of the cult as a cult leader and one of the main perpetrators, was invited to the strategy meeting on the 8th and 9th of September. Children were taken, the first children police interview was on the 5th, right? So we're talking literally a few days after this, after their first disclosure to the police.
Well, let me jump in because this is important. What you're saying is that Kate Forsyth, the head of the school, who the children named specifically as being involved in this abuse and who the children cited specifically as having markings on her body near her private parts, things that children couldn't possibly know. And so it would have been very easy for the police to investigate those claims. But the police didn't do that. Instead, they partnered with this woman and plotted to take your children from you. Why did the police partner with the headmistress of Christ Church Primary as opposed to investigate her?
Well, they didn't plan to investigate, did they? They were planning to silence the children and planning finding the way how to do that, and this whole thing with the involvement of the doctor that was kind of, they were following some procedure, but really it was a theater. They were already not knew what they were doing, and so what can I say? I mean, I saw the same thing going on in the court. I saw this going on, like even legal representatives, the lawyers who were supposed to represent me, I figured out very quickly they were not representing my interests. They were again working against me. It was obvious. And the whole thing in the court, the way they were, they suspended my contacts very quickly under silly pretexts. Well, in fact, actually, as I remember, Alisa asked to go home, and we were discussing to writing letter to the judge, and that's it. You know, the woman, the social worker, almost jumped when she heard that, and that's it. I haven't seen Alisa and Gabriel since.
Folks, can you imagine your children being victimized by their father? You find out that they're being sexually abused, not only by the father, but potentially by people at the school. You find out that not only are they being abused, they've been part of satanic rituals where they have witnessed the sacrifice of babies, where they allege that they have been sodomized by the people that are charged with their care during the school day. And you as the mother go to the authorities, and the authorities, instead of helping you and doing a proper investigation, demonize you and take your children and give them to the father. Ella, before we talk about the whereabouts of your children now, and I think where that leads us will absolutely shock people to their core, I want to just ask you about the judge in this case. Again, from this Daily Mail article, and I quote, "In a damning 22-page judgment, High Court Judge Mrs. Justice Palfley ruled that the children had been tortured and brainwashed by Draper and Christie." So the court took all of this information, and without any real investigation by the police, the court demonized you and Abraham as being the bad guys, that you just made this all up. And my question, not only do I not believe that for one second, Ella, but my question is, why on earth would you ever do that? What have you gotten out of any of this, aside from being demonized in the UK media and having your children snatched? What could the upside be that you would have brainwashed your children into making up those detailed stories? What's in it for you to have made any of this up?
What could it be there for me, you know? We all of us, all four of us, we made the decision to come to the UK in order to put a stop to it. We had no idea that the system is that corrupt and everybody's involved. And we witness now how we've been sideboarded by all this, child protection organization, all of them, MPs, you name it. And it's a tragedy in my life, in the life of my family. You know, everybody are incredibly concerned about children's whereabouts, about their well-being. My parental rights were removed. We can't get anything from social services. It's a crazy situation to be in. I still can't believe being in this situation, and I can't believe what happened to the children. It seems to be so unreal. And coming back to this whole thing, what happened in the courts and to the corrupt judge, I mean, she covered all the evidence. To begin with, this case was never a matter for the family court. It's a criminal case, it's obvious. And even if we coach the children, why they don't charge us for that? Why they never we were not interviewed? Why we never been arrested, or from the beginning we never been in question about it?
I'll answer that. Do you know why? They won't charge you. They do not want a court case, because you would have right of discovery.
Exactly.
And you could call those suspects or witnesses in this case that your children named in the video testimony. You could inspect these people. You could cross-examine these people. They do not want this in the courts. And what's so absolutely horrific and disgusting about your case, the Hampstead cover-up, is that for those of us who are awake and know about Jimmy Savile's crimes, for decades, the elite covered up his crimes. He was friends with Prince Charles. He was knighted by the Queen. Prince Charles wanted him to be the godfather to Prince Charles' own sons. Jimmy Savile was a known pedophile and a necrophiliac. And it's widely recognized now that he was trafficking children to the elite in London. So your story coincides very much with the Jimmy Savile story. And by the way, any of the Jimmy Savile victims that came forward while he was alive were demonized and called liars and were discredited immediately by the same mainstream Mockingbird media that has done this hit piece against you. So that's why they don't want a court case, because they don't want any of this stuff on the record, and they sure as heck don't want cross-examination of any of these suspects, Ella.
They don't want this in criminal court, absolutely, absolutely. And but then, nevertheless, they from the start, the police already and social services started to question my mental health. They were trying to force me to do the psychiatric assessment. You know, I don't have any mental problems in my history or in the history of my family. And demon is exactly the same. Looks like it's the same thing for them as Jimmy Savile. You know, child trafficker, child pornographer, snuff movie maker, money launderer. So that's why he's been covered. That's why he's been given primer time on BBC News. And we saw what a joke that was.
They'd said that we're killing babies. I was shipping them in. And we was cooking. They were showing with their hand movements how I would get their hand on the knives, and we would cut the baby's neck, drain the blood, and then drink the blood. And it's just horrific upon horrific detail.
Okay, folks, so as we wrap this conversation up with Ella, who desperately needs your help, and we're going to talk about her Indiegogo page here at the end of the call, if you'd like to help Ella raise enough money to try to find her kids. By the way, her life has been destroyed economically in so many ways. Her life has been destroyed by these vampires, these vampiric people in London that have made her the target and made her the villain. But as we round out this conversation, Ella, I want to talk about the whereabouts of your children now. Now, I think it's fair to say that you don't know exactly where they are, but there is a shocking piece of information that we want to share with the audience about your suspicions. And I guess for my audience that is very well informed about so many of these esoteric issues, including false flag acts of terror, including satanic ritual abuse, Tavistock Institute-style brainwashing, CIA intelligence agency, MKUltra programming. I have a very well-informed audience, and many in the audience may recall the Super Bowl in which the Sandy Hook children appeared, which many researchers believe are exactly the same Sandy Hook children that were said to have died at Sandy Hook Elementary. You can look at those videos yourself, guys, make the call, but I can tell you this, Super Bowl officials would not release the identity of the children that performed at that particular Super Bowl. So lots of questions about who those kids were. Ella, as it relates to Alisa and Gabriel, can you please tell us about the recent Audi Super Bowl spot, the voiceover for which was provided by George Clooney? And I want to credit a YouTube channel, Jaronism, for having brought this to my attention and to even be able to ask you about it. But please tell us about the Audi Super Bowl spot called My Daughter.
What do I tell my daughter?
Yeah, back about 3 weeks ago, someone on YouTube comments on one of the, our videos dropped me a line saying that, is it Alisa in the Super Bowl? And I was shocked because it is Alisa and it is Gabriel. And it's 100% my children. I know them, the way they move, the way they smile, all kind of profiles, everything, you know. My mom confirmed it 100%. Our nanny confirmed that. So it's our children.
And so you can take a look here. I did put that picture next to it. Again, we don't have a lot of pictures of Lisa, and all these were taken, 2.5 years ago. So she would have grown up 2.5 years. I see markings in the teeth that look identical. And then I overlaid this, her mouth and nose, over the top of the image of the girl that's riding the go-kart. And it certainly looks like it to me that they are parading these children around at Super Bowl as if there's some sort of trophy.
So I did have a question about Alisa's eyes color. I thought it was a bit dark, but they could have put lenses in her eyes, like brown lenses or something. But then, you know, Demon, he's running so many sock puppet accounts on the YouTube channel in the comments area, trying to manage and manipulate people's perception and the narrative of the story, and he can't really keep his mouth shut. He's actually mentioned himself somewhere, well, on the fake account, saying, how about children's eyes. I mean, he's saying it's 100%, but the she's got dark eyes there, so you know, he's being up all himself. And but I would say that the last shot, when the girl is walking towards the car, I believe that they replaced Alisa with
another much older girl. The girl there is much older, maybe 13, 14 years old, and it's definitely not her. It's not her walk, it's not her, it's not Alisa at the end. But yes, these are my children, and we don't know whether is their father now started to advertise them and sell them to the entertainment elite using children's so-called fame, you know, of the notorious Hampstead cover-up, or whether the is being done by this organized network to show that they can get away with anything, you know?
Yeah, and let me jump in because, you know, we're having some audio difficulties. Some of your words aren't coming through 100% clearly there. So I want to ask you, you mentioned a sock puppet account. Let's just flush that out. I'm not sure if you were talking about their father, Ricky Dearman, or just let's flush that out in a second. But I just want to say this. This Audi Super Bowl spot starts with the voiceover from George Clooney, and it starts with these words, quote, "What do I tell my daughter? That grandpa is worth more than grandma? That her dad is worth more than her mom?" End quote. Ella, my friend Sophia Smallstorm pointed out that second line to me, that her dad is worth more than her mom. It seems in the case of the Hampstead cover-up, the dad is worth more than the mom. Your testimony was discounted. You were villainized. He was brought on BBC. He was given the red carpet treatment. He's the great guy. You're the demon. So if that is your daughter, Alisa, in the spot, and you also believe Gabriel is in that spot, if your children are in that spot, not only is it a message to the world that these people can do whatever they want, it's a message to you that dad is worth more than mom. And no matter what mom says, no matter how hard mom tries to come to the defense of her children, when it comes to satanic ritual abuse, the abusers win.
Yeah, well, I believe that has to stop. That has to stop. That has to stop in regards to Alisa and Gabriel. It has to stop with all in regards to all the children who are trapped in it. And it's going on everywhere. It's going on. It's happening to so many children. You know, that in their school, this 20 special families, it's actually more than 20 children because those families have more than one child, maybe two, three children per family. These children are trapped. They don't want to be in it. Alisa told me that her friend, she came to my house, they wanted to tell, but then they got scared. They were threatened that their entire family would be killed. Their mom would be killed. Their grandparents would be killed if they would say anything. So the girls got scared. They never said anything. And I knew. I felt it. I mean, the girl was like looking into my eyes, like she wanted to say something. And obviously, they knew. You know, I'm not part of it. I wasn't even receiving my a special newsletter from school saying that parents are not allowed at the disco party. You see, where children saying that, you know, parents they did come to the disco party and they've been doing whatever they've been doing to the children there. So yeah, no, it is the message and it is their arrogancy to put your children in this advert, especially we know that Super Bowl event is the biggest human trafficking event in the US. So we know what's going on. I think it's time for people to stop it. It's only a very small percentage of people who are doing this. And how can we live? How can we live peacefully and happily where this going on to our children, where our children are not protected?
Right.
I mean, we're not protected.
No, that's right. The whole system is built to demonize truth tellers and to prop up the actual demons themselves. And in this country, Pizzagate and Pedogate, Pizzagate specifically, has woken up everybody to this Pedogate problem, which is the international problem of child trafficking, child sexual abuse, and satanic ritual abuse. And I can tell you this, Ella, as choppy as our audio has been, I think the world's reaction to this interview is going to be nothing but positive for you in terms of getting the truth out and raising money to help find your children. So final word here, I want to talk about your Indiegogo account. I believe it's at generosity.com. So we'll talk about that. I also want to point people to the excellent website, Hampstead Cover Up, and Free the Hampstead 2.
This is the name of the campaign. Mm-hmm.
Yes, Free the Hampstead 2. Free Alisa and Gabriel. Guys, that's at generosity.com. Free the Hampstead 2. Free Alisa and Gabriel. Ella Draper is the organizer. She's had her children taken from her by people that are satanically, ritually abusing them. Ella, final word from you about your generosity by Indiegogo page, or tell us about your websites, anything else you want to tell us.
Well, I'm here. I'm available. I'm fighting for my children. I'll be deeply grateful for any support, both on generosity and Patreon as well. If Patreon is kind of for ongoing help, if someone feels like it, but also there are other incentives that and some other actions that people can take, and of course, you know. I would like to express my deepest gratitude to so many people who already been supporting Alisa and Gabriel, disseminating the information, creating Facebook groups and pages and websites, blogs, articles, videos. The support already been incredible, but we've got to get it out to the general public, because as we know, mainstream media is all controlled. So we've got to find the ways to get it out to the general public by whatever means we have, and to find Alisa and Gabriel, and whoever have any ideas, please contact me via those websites, hampsteadcoverup.com and freethehampstead2.com, and I'm here.
Very good.
Yeah, and we've got the children back. We've got to return Alisa and Gabriel. We've got to stop that.
Well, you've definitely found the right audience here with me and my YouTube channel and sgtreport.com. We're dedicated to truth. We're dedicated to those who tell the truth. And our heart really goes out to you, Ella. I've always wanted to reach out to you. I never even thought I could contact you. So again, my hat's off to Jaronism for even bringing me the idea that I could actually reach out to you and get a hold of you. And you were kind enough to come on here today. And I can guarantee you that others in the truth media in the United States will now want to be talking to you as well. So with your permission, I will give those folks your contact information. And we'll be hearing a lot more from you in the future.
Thank you so much. I really, really appreciate it. And your time, your efforts to get it out, and everybody who are following you, and people who are willing to support us. Thank you so much.
Yes, and thank you so much. God bless you. We love you. We're rooting for you. We're going to follow this story. If you need to get a hold of me again, you can come on anytime. And guys, please check out Generosity by Indiegogo and search for Free the Hampstead 2. That's Ella Draper's page. You can donate there, or you can find her on Patreon. Guys, our guest has been Ella Draper. She's been through hell. She's still being dragged through hell. Ella, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you. Thank you. I really appreciate it.
All right. And guys, thank you so much for tuning in. For real news, 24/7 at sgtreport.com. God bless you.
God bless you. God bless you.